Well, this is Robert Kiyosaki. We're continuing on with the tape set for Cashflow 101. And now we're going to go into, I think, is a very important subject for anybody's life. And that subject is, how do you invest? Or more specifically, how do you have your money work hard for you with as little risk as possible with the highest returns? So, Sarah, this is where I'd like to ask you to come in, because Diane and I invest all the time. Maybe you should reintroduce yourself, give you a little bit of your background and some of your questions you have relative to the subject of investing.
The subject of investing has always been so foreign to me, but I was put in a situation being a single mom, having to look at how I can support myself and my son.
But also you're self-employed, so you don't have job security per se.
I always knew that I could make money. I always knew I could always cover my nut. Because of my child, I knew I always had to do that. But I never really understood how I could give him security in the future. If I'm not there, what can I give him and what can I teach him? Because I can always write a check somewhere, but I can't teach or have him understand that things are always in motion. But when I'm single, divorced, financially responsible, I am inundated with a perception that I can't do it all. And I needed to get over the fear of how everybody else can do it. Why can't I? I needed to be prepared. But when you talk about investing, it's such a foreign thing to me. Nobody taught me investing. They taught me to save, but they never taught me how to make the machine work for me.
If I could start with that, one of the reasons investing is such a strange subject to most people is because it's a huge subject. If you take a moment and think about just your house, you think of all the appliances in it. Those appliances are there because somebody built a company to deliver those appliances, but somebody also invested in that company hoping that you would buy those products so the investor would get some kind of return. When you think about the electricity is delivered to you by a utility company that investors invested in hoping to get a return by delivering you that service. When you look at your car, the engine, the spark plugs, the windshield wipers, the seats, you know, they're all different companies coming together, and somebody invested in those companies so that you could have a car. The same as the road, even the striping on the road, those are all investor things. When you look at the subject of investing, it's such a huge subject that I made a short list. Just in the subject of stocks, these are the different kinds of stocks you can invest in. There's common stock, preferred stock, stock with warrants, small cap stocks, blue chip stocks, convertible stock, technical stocks, industrial stocks, etc., etc., etc. In bonds, there's treasury bonds, there's muni bonds. In real estate, there's single-family investments, commercial office, commercial retail, multifamily, warehouse, industrial, raw land to the curb, etc., etc., etc. In mutual funds, there's index funds, aggressive growth funds, sector funds, income funds, closed-end funds, balance fund, muni bond funds, etc., and it just goes on and on and on. So those are all the different products you can invest in. So you have product, and then you have procedures or techniques. How do you buy them? So there's people who buy, hold, and pray. In other words, you buy a stock, you hold on to it, and you pray it goes up in value. That's the very common strategy. That applies to real estate, stocks, bonds, anything. That's a strategy or a procedure. Then there's buy and sell. Those are traders. A trader buys something they never intend to use, because they plan to sell it immediately. Then they have the sell and the buy, which means they sell something, they buy it back. That's a short trader. It's a whole completely different strategy. You have option buying and selling. Then you have dollar cost averaging. Then you have brokerings. And many people consider themselves investors. They're really just brokers. They're doing a deal back and forth. And then there's savers. And a saver could be the cash, stock, bond, mutual fund, or collectibles. There's precious metals, there's commodities and all this. So the subject of investing is so big, so huge. And there's so many different ways to do it. On top of that, you watch the news, and one guy will come on and say, the market is going to go up. 10 minutes later, another guy comes on, the market's going to go down. You sit there going, well, which one is it? Then you had somebody says, you should buy gold today. 2 minutes later, don't buy gold. Where somebody says, this stock is going to go up. Another 10 minutes later, somebody else will come down and say, this stock is going to go down. And you sit there in paralysis. Well, the worst thing that happens to me when in investing is I'll go to a party, somebody says, man, I just bought XYZ at $2, went to 35, split, went to 70. I sold out, made a killing. That makes me nauseous. So why are you telling me about this? Make me feel bad? You know, and there's other people who say, well, then I bought it at 10. It went to 5 immediately, so I sold, went back to 10. Well, what happened to me? Where somebody else says, well, this is the number one mutual fund of the year. So the moment you buy it, it becomes number 10 of the year. And all of this confusion and all these people on television and the newspapers and all these guys giving you advice, that's why investing is such a goofy subject. because it permeates the entire life around you. It's everywhere around you, and everybody's opinion has some validity, and the other part is completely garbage. So the thing that I say to people is, number one, investing is not a product or a procedure. In other words, people say, well, are you in stocks? You in bonds? You mutual funds? Do you trade them? Do you do this? Do you do that? They get focused on the product or the procedure. That's not investing. Investing is simply a plan, and the plan involves different products and different procedures to get Sarah what she wants. So the way my rich dad said to me, just think as a vehicle. In other words, you want to go from here to Hawaii, obviously got two choices. Cars won't work. Either boat or plane will get you there. And you choose your vehicle. How fast you want to get there, but I want to get there in 5 hours, and you got to fly. 5 days, boat. And so what people get stuck in, again, I'll say it again, is they get stuck in the products or the procedures and not the plan. So very simply, what investing is you start with where you are today, you do a financial. This is where I am today. Now, in 10 years, or when your child's ready to go to college, this is what I need by then. You fill out a financial for the future or a goal. And then you figure out which products and which procedures will fulfill what you want.
I was just also going to add, additionally, look at where your values are. What is it that's most important to you? We talk about whether security, comfort, or being rich. Each one of those modes have different ideas that go along with those, and obviously different plans that would happen too. So a lot of investing starts before you even pick up the Wall Street Journal or call anyone on the phone. It has to do with examining where you are,
right,
emotionally and financially, and where you want to go.
What's important to you?
Well, what's important to you is when you look at your family. I don't have a whole lot of money to put out to do a big deal, but I can do a little thing, one step at a time. That's part of the plan and part of the idea of investing.
That is investing, though. What I'm trying to say to you is what people are talking about really isn't investing. That's the worst part about it. Somebody says, I'm doing electronic day trading. They're not doing electronic day investing. They're doing trading. When somebody says, I'm speculating on the stock, they're not investing. They're speculating.
They're gambling.
And that's what confuses people. Investing is none of that stuff you see on television, the high flyers or the movie Wall Street or Gordon Gekko. That is not it. That's the game they play around the subject. Investing is fairly simply, you're buying a vehicle to get you from point A to point B. And it may mean a series of different types of vehicles to get you what you want. So in one situation, you may use a mutual fund. A mutual fund has different strengths and different weaknesses. What you first start with is where you are and where you want to go. And you start with a plan.
And it might take me longer because I have other things coming into my life.
Exactly.
But as long as I keep my focus, I know that I can go forward.
For instance, you being at the age you are, the profession you are, and you're earning a certain income level is different than Kim and I, who have no kids right now, and at different ages also. So a person who's 20 years old with 3 kids is different than somebody 50-year-old with no kids. 20-year-old making $20,000 a year and a 50-year-old making $100,000 a year. Different plans, different goals, different desires.
Well, that's why a lot of people get so disillusioned about the idea, because they think, I can't do it. These people can do it because they've already have money.
And that's completely bogus. So what I'm trying to say to people is that's not investing. It is drama. It is Hollywood. It is what makes good news. Investing, for the most part, is boring, mundane, pedestrian. It is not what people think it is.
It's repeating?
Yeah, but first you start with a roadmap of where you want to go and how you're going to get there. That's all a plan is. I want to go from L.A. to Paris. Well, you can walk to New York and catch a boat. You can fly to New York and then catch a boat, where you can swim. You can do anything you like. But how you want to get there? And that's all it is. And the stuff that they're talking about makes me nauseous personally. So there's certain times I use a mutual fund. Sometimes I use real estate. Sometimes I use a corporation. Sometimes I don't use a corporation. Sometimes I use an accountant. Sometimes I use an attorney and all this. But that's what it is. It's really quite boring. It's also not risky.
And investing begins in your head with the plan. For me, it becomes real simple then. Once I know what my plan is or my client's plan is, we've got 3 questions that we do. And I know Robert's the one who shared these questions originally with me. First, look at the investment. 1, does it fit my current plan?
Is it a stock? Is it a bond? Is it a piece of real estate? Is it part of my plan? And then how am I going to acquire it with the procedure?
And then if it does, how is it going to affect my financial statement? The skills that you've picked up from playing the game. Where is it going to go on my balance sheet and my income statement? How is this going to affect? And then 3, if this looks favorable because of the first 2 questions, how can I afford it? It filters out all of that news, all of those hot stock tips that you hear, these great real estate deals. They might be great for someone else, but maybe they're not right for you or for me.
I think Diane said it most, is what most people are, they're so banged up financially that they think if they make more money, that'll solve their money problems. Well, money doesn't solve your money problems. sometimes makes it worse. That's how we started this whole thing off with. So unfortunately, most people think that what investing is that high flyer, the big bucks, the lottery type mentality, and that's really not what it is. It is a very simple thing. Before you invest, talk to a financial planner. Interview several of them. There's financial planners for the rich, the poor, and the middle class. If you go to a doctor and you have a throat problem, you don't go to a podiatrist. And that's what people are doing. They don't have a plan. They're trying to buy and sell things with not knowing where they're going. My plan was very simple. There's three basic different types of asset classes. There's businesses, there's real estate, and there's paper assets. Paper assets like stocks and bonds. I'm very strong in businesses. I know how to start a business, let them run. And then the business then buys my real estate. The real estate puts a lot of money in my pocket, but also I get passive losses against it. I don't get that with mutual funds. But mutual funds, I have another reason for buying them. I've started with a plan. I'm ending with a plan.